not very difficult to, you know, hit the market and spoil the deal. Mm. I think in the old days, you were able to do your business. It would be kept secret. There was a chance that the jobbers could make money on that basis. In a way, I think it was a freer market. You could deal in more stocks. I mean, you didn't need to deal in the vast amounts that we do now. The clients perhaps weren't so sophisticated. You didn't have to do program trading or anything like that. You were asked to deal in one stock, and that's what you did. Capital, obviously, is of importance, and I don't know how jobbers got on, but they've always assured me in the past that they've never been, or lack of capital has never stopped them from being able to do a deal, which I believe. I think it was a good system, but under the way the world works, it was something that couldn't actually last. I mean, there wasn't sufficient income in it for brokers and jobbers to live separately. I mean, there doesn't at the moment seem to be much income in it for them living together, but maybe it'll come right one day.
Did you feel there are any weaknesses in the single capacity system? Or the jobbing system, particularly?
I don't think particularly. I mean, there was always, even with sort of 4 to 5 reasonably sized jobbers, there was always somewhere to go to deal. And I think, you know, people, markets didn't move as much. People were prepared to stick their neck out and do a deal, even if it didn't suit, because you didn't get these wild fluctuations of sort of market movements. That's the strength. I don't think there were any real weaknesses in it. It served the purpose, which was that you wanted to do your business and you were able to do so. Mm.
Did you feel a jobber was a very different kind of person to a broker?
It is. Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that?
In my view, a jobber is just a spiv. I mean, he's a complete trader. Doesn't really worry about fundamentals of anything. Sort of gets up in the morning, comes in, obviously inherits or has yesterday's position perhaps, or maybe was lucky and went home level. Comes in, turns over a bit of stock, hopes to make a turn on it, and as soon as 5 o'clock comes, goes home and forgets about it. Each day, it's day by day stuff. It's not, there's no long term goal or plan or anything. It's just there for the moment. Mm.
Would you have ever, if someone had suggested to you, considered becoming a broker, a jobber during the course of your career?
If someone had suggested that I should go into a jobbing firm in September 1957 and hadn't suggested that I went to Hoare and Co., then I probably would have gone into a jobbing firm, but I didn't think I'd have been any good at it because I don't have a sort of bookmaker's type mind and a quick sort of mathematical odds type mind, which is what you need.
Well, I think we'll finish on that note. Thank you very much.